Even on the best days, you can still feel how much sin hurts. But Jesus is walking with you. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. How have you felt the consequences of your own bad decisions in your life? Or maybe you've been more affected by other people's cruel or even just negligent actions. It's hard to go even a day without knowing how messed up this world is. But like we'll read in today's Devo, the good news is that Jesus already suffered the worst on our behalf, and we can turn to him on the good, bad, and terrible days. So let's get into it with Reflections on the Cross, Christ Our Sin Bearer by G. Cam Congleton. Early I come to behold your face, seeking still your glorious grace. Christ, who died, holy, divine, love, crucified. Blessed be the Lord my God. Blessed be, oh, blessed be. Blessed be the Lord. In shame the sun did turn away. As darkness in the silence reigned, God in flesh afflicted then, cursed for all our sin. Holy is the Lord my God. Holy is, O holy is, holy is the Lord. Hail the light of breaking dawn, Christ the King, the risen one, wounded God who intercedes, 'tis thy blood we plead. Blessed be the Lord my God. Blessed be, O blessed be, blessed be the Lord. As he bore in his body the curse for our sin, who can imagine the deep agony Jesus felt hanging in the darkness for those final hours? The cost of our sin to God is truly unfathomable. Yet his love for us is greater still, for he gave himself up to save us. Read all about that in John 3:16 and Ephesians 5:25-27. As we reflect on both the glory and the sorrow of the cross, let's pray for the courage to turn toward God when we feel forsaken, knowing that on the cross, Jesus hung in that silent, empty space for us, so we never have to. Once we've put our trust in Jesus, we can be certain that through any silence or any suffering, we are not alone. Romans 8:28-29 tells us that God is present and he is also at work in every joy and every pain to draw us into himself. The cross stands as stark proof that God will walk through death, darkness, and despair to bring us near. May our praises never cease for Christ our sin bearer. Because as 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God. So let's talk about this a little more. Consider taking a moment to picture Jesus on the cross. It is good and right to turn to him in praise, and also in lament, honestly crying out to him about anything that is troubling you. He is worthy to receive it all. Now, as you and I can read in Galatians 3:13, when he was hung on the cross, he took upon himself the curse for our wrongdoing. Now, I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Isaiah 53:1-12, Matthew 26:27-28, and 2 Corinthians 5:19-21 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries, and are you interested in our summer reading program? There will be prizes you won't want to miss, including a road trip pack, a journaling Bible, and even more. So sign up anytime at unlocked.org/summer. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, a story she wrote herself about working in her local fire department. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.